Welcome to the Journey of Wholeness podcast. We are a group of passionate individuals who are coaches and mentors here to help inspire, guide, and support you on your journey of wholeness. We know that the journey of wholeness is a lifelong pursuit, and we are thrilled to join you in your journey. We are passionate about sharing our life lessons, wisdom, and knowledge to help you to transform your life. We focus on teaching principles of truth, supporting you in applying those truths, and helping you to live a life full of joy.
Misty, thank you so much for joining us. She is a wife, mother, massage therapist, and mentor. She helps parents overcome their emotional blocks so that they can help strengthen the relationship with their family. And she helps parents create systems to overcome the overwhelm that is common in parenting, or at least common in our society. Misty, you can clarify it for me, but I bet you would say that it doesn't have to be part of the norm. And then Misty loves mentoring parents, and she's been mentoring parents and youth for over 10 years. So Misty, feel free to share anything else that I may have missed that you want us to know about you. And thank you for sharing your message with us today.
Thank you so much, Amy. I'm excited to get to know you and Janice and Dolores and I already know Heather really well and Jackie, getting to know her. Is there anybody else on that I missed? No, just us. Okay. All right. I'm so grateful to be able to be here with you tonight. I've wanted to get on the last one that you had, which was your first one. And so I'm glad I could come tonight. I think a couple of things. I love to be at peace. And I think everybody loves to be at peace. And just coming into being with you tonight, I'm feeling that. And I love that. You guys are like exuding the peace. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Okay. I want to share my computer with you. Okay. All right. You see the heart that says, I'm grateful, and the blue around it? Yeah. Okay. Wonderful. All right. So I live down in Southern Utah, and I am so excited to share with you about the things that I've been thinking about with gratitude this week. And I hope, and my intention is to help you increase your ability to feel gratitude and to express it. So I have some stories for you. So I want to introduce you to my family, because my experiences with gratitude come from my experiences with my family. And I'm sure that's the same for many of you too. So I'm standing here with my kids and my parents and my bonus kids and my brothers and my super amazing husband. And you know how they say that a picture is worth 1,000 words? Well, I will tell you that this picture doesn't say the thousands of experiences that happened before it was taken. Okay. And you can kind of see the faces there. You can see their personalities. You can see that there's depth to them in that picture, and they earned their depth. Okay. So I'm going to give you a nutshell journey of some of their history and that got them to this one singular point. Okay. So in this picture, there are tales of war, hunger, death, tragedies, tremendous mountains of grief, stories of abuse, codependency, depression, struggles with suicide, divorce, rejection, longing, loneliness, accidents, severe injuries, permanent damage, dementia, and recoveries, healing, learning to live with struggles that will not ever go away, relief, and what you see now, joy, peace, love, and tremendous gratitude. And we don't have time to go into every single one of their stories, but every one of us could write a book about our journey and our story, and I encourage you to do that. Someone needs your story. So go to the next slide and tell you about just a couple of stories here. The short side of the story. So my daughter is there on the left of your screen, or maybe it's the right of your screen. She's the girl. She is amazing. And I'm so grateful for the sacred moments in these pictures that I got with her. Now the top one is her getting ready to go on a mission to England. And she fought a courageous battle for a long time. And the night before was the hardest night of her life up to that point. And she almost didn't go. And I'm so grateful she went. And she's so grateful too, because she met her husband there on her mission. And he followed her home later. And the bottom picture there is a picture of her 1 month into her marriage on my wedding day. And so lots of things happened in that time frame. Her whole family structure changed. And yet here we are at this moment of tremendous gratitude through that process and transition. Okay, now I'm going to talk to you about my son on the right. He's the tallest and the youngest. And in his red shirt there, he had some defining moments happen. And I'm so grateful I got to experience that time with him. So he taught me how to be patient, how to listen for answers, how to hold my breath and hope for the best. He taught me how to control my anger and how to see deeply into his soul. And I'm so grateful that he chose life, because there was a point during that time that I wasn't sure he was going to. And the next picture between the two of us there together was his commitment in living and loving and making great changes in his life. I'm so proud of him. And so now we're going to go to the middle son in the middle bottom. And oh, I'm so grateful for my experiences with him. So as I was putting this portion together, he walked in. And so I was so grateful to have him while I was putting this together, talk to me about his experience with gratitude. And so the picture of him in the black there, he's getting ready to do his black belt testing. And he's about 2 days away from going through that process. And he had worked really, really hard to get to that point. And then he had an accident. And it left him physically and emotionally damaged. And he had to relearn how to walk. And that took him a year and a half of tremendous struggle through depression and physical therapy. And so I asked him while he was there if there was something he'd want me to share about that experience. And he said, you know, I learned that it was really important to have gratitude for the small things that happened before the big things happened. And so don't make the mistake of missing out on having gratitude for the small things. And so when he told me this, it reminded me of a scripture. This is James chapter 3, verse 4. And it says, "Behold, also the ships, which though they be so great, are driven of fierce winds, yet they turned about with very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth." And the small helm at the back of this is the rudder, and it moves right or left when the boat is steered. And without it, this great ship won't turn its course and change. And so having gratitude for the small things is so significant. The small things change us. They move us. So there may be times in your life when gratitude may be difficult to find, or you may know of someone who's struggling in finding their gratitude. Maybe they're on a search. Maybe you're on a search. Maybe you just need some relief, or you may be in a low slope, or even need to just shelter yourself in place emotionally or physically. And maybe you're still experiencing pain. Many are, and many don't talk about it, and many talk about it all the time. And so how do we move forward and experience gratitude? Let's take a moment to understand what gratitude is. Gratitude is an active experience. It invites incredible emotions. The experience of gratitude brings peace to our souls. And with that feeling can come joy, forgiveness, understanding, and hope. Gratitude is the healing tool for all of our negative emotions. It is divine, and it's felt through our entire soul. I want to take a minute here. Whoops, sorry. I'm going to take a minute here and have you close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And remember a time where you've experienced gratitude. You may need to start small. Maybe it was when you found your keys and they were lost. I lost my keys 2 weeks ago at the corn maze. I did not find them. Oh, it wasn't my keys, it was my debit card. Sorry, you guys. Maybe somebody called you at the right moment. Or maybe you called them at the right moment and you found out later how important that phone call was. Maybe it was the first time you met your husband or your best friend. Maybe it was the first time you heard a baby cry or laugh. Maybe it was a pain that you experienced that you needed to pay attention to, and you're so grateful you went and had something checked. Maybe it was a hug that you gave or one that you received. When you've got your moment, take a deep breath and feel it. Think about where at in your body you're feeling it. Now appreciate it with your soul. Your whole heart. Okay. Go ahead and open your eyes. Okay. So you feel it. And in that moment that you experienced it, How did it feel? I hope it was tremendous joy. I hope it's something that you can remember again and again. So how do you keep it? Well, you just felt active, intentional gratitude. When we practice it intentionally and actively, we experience it and we grow from it. So how do we do that? Well, we get to decide what we want to do. We actually intentionally schedule and plan a time. Can take just a couple of minutes. We only did that for just a few minutes. And you recall your favorite experience. You express it verbally. You can express it physically. You can express it tangibly. So how do we do it physically? We give somebody a hug. We can tell them thank you. We can write them a note. We can keep our own journal. I encourage you to do that, to write it down and get beyond the basics of what you're grateful for. Explain why. Why are you grateful for it? What did it do for you in your life? What value did it have? Who did it help? What was the principle? And how are you changed because of it? Because of that experience, you've changed. When you make gratitude active and intentional, you create expansion in your life. So the next time a challenge comes to you, because you've had this growth and expansion, that challenge may seem small, but it's not. It's not any smaller. It's because you've grown in your ability of using your gratitude, that gratitude has now made you stronger spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. You grow new neural pathways when you exercise gratitude. So I challenge you to make your gratitude active every day. Be intentional, pick a practice, feel it, keep it, do it, and share it. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for this experience, and I feel a ton of love for you.
From our hearts to yours, thank you for joining us today on this episode of the Journey of Wholeness podcast. We are so grateful for you. We believe in you. If you'd love more of this great content, please consider subscribing. We'd love to support you even further by you joining our Facebook group community called The Journey of Wholeness, where we talk about principles to help empower and transform your life along your journey of wholeness. You can find out more details at thejourneyofwholeness.com.